Cousin Andy playing all the hottest classic country hits.
The best, always.
On Classic Country 98.1.
We're going to take a little break from the music right now. We're going to check in right now with Dr. Mines. He's with the Med Express. And Dr. Mines, can you hear me okay this morning? We got you on the air live.
Yeah, sure can. Coming through loud and clear.
All right. Dr. Mines, we appreciate you checking in with us this morning. Of course, we're right here, first part of January moving right along, and we're going to talk about some of these respiratory viruses, and of course, the flu, I understand, is really going strong.
Yes, that's right. Flu season's definitely upon us, and as most of you all have probably know and probably experienced even, you know, flu is a contagious respiratory illness that's caused by flu virus A or B. It can infect the nose, throat, and lungs, and it's responsible for flu epidemics every year, and for some people can even pose potentially serious complications. And, you know, the best defense is reducing your risk of infection, and certainly vaccine. Flu vaccine is very important for that.
Absolutely.
But we're definitely in it, but it's not too late.
Not too late to get vaccinated. Of course, I noticed I've been getting a lot of alerts on my phone that says high risk of flu in your area for the next few weeks. But anyway, I'm feeling sick. How do I know if it's flu or COVID-19?
That can be difficult. You know, they have a lot of similar symptoms. You know, flu and COVID both have fever, can have fever and chills and cough, and can have some shortness of breath, sore throat, runny nose, muscle aches, and fatigue, headaches, sometimes even nausea, vomiting. And, you know, they can vary in degrees in both COVID and flu. Some people have just mild cases, and sometimes it can be pretty severe. And really, to determine between the two, you really need to have a test to determine the best course of treatment. Of course, COVID testing, you know, you can buy an over-the-counter test, but unfortunately, flu, you can't. So, uh-huh. So best to see your healthcare provider and just get a test and have them take a look at you and listen to your lungs and review your systems.
Yeah, a lot of different viruses out there now too. So a lot of times people don't know that maybe they start getting a scratchy throat or a cough or something. They're like, "Do I go to the doctor or not?" So probably not a bad idea to be checked out if you do start some of those symptoms early.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you know you're running fevers and body aches or any shortness of breath, definitely want to see a medical provider.
Who would definitely be at high risk for flu complications?
Absolutely. The older people, especially 65 and older, if you're pregnant, or kids under 5 and especially under 2 years of age are really at higher risk of developing complications. Also, people with chronic health conditions like mm-hmm. asthma, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, those are the highest risk people. Or if you have family or people that you're around that are those high risk peoples, it's also important to get vaccinated.
Absolutely. And of course, if you're just tuning in this morning, we're being proactive about staying healthy for yourself and your family, how important it is. And of course, join us, Dr. Timothy Mines. He's an area medical director of Med Express located in Lynchburg, Virginia, discussing why getting the flu shot is a critical part of advocating for you and your family's health. How can I best protect myself and my family from getting sick this season?
The best way is, of course, getting vaccinated, flu vaccine every year, and CDC really recommends everybody 6 months and older should get a flu vaccine, and children under 6 months are of age aren't eligible for flu vaccine, but people who care for them really should make sure and get vaccinated.
How long does it actually take for a flu vaccination to start working against the flu?
Yeah, that's kind of a gray area. About a week to 10 days is common. Mm-hmm. But it you know, you develop antibodies pretty quickly, but it takes a little bit for those antibodies to rise and also a week to 10 days is a pretty good.
So even though you've got the flu shot, you can still possibly get the flu, but the symptoms may not be quite as complicated, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's different strands of flu, and for the flu vaccine every year, they formulate it with what they believe will be the dominant strands, and they put a lot of work in. CDC and vaccine manufacturers put a lot of work in trying to determine what those strands will be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'll get a strand that's not included in the vaccine.
Right.
But for most people, you know, there's enough commonality in that it usually provides some protection. And for most people, it's a more mild case if you do get it. Now, that's not absolute, but it still provides some protection, even though it may not be the exact strand that's in the vaccine.
What are some of the strands that we're seeing mostly this year, Doctor?
Typically, we see, and they're grouped in bigger groups, Group A and Group B. Typically, you see flu A early in the season, and then B later in the season. And there's really not a big difference in symptoms, but A is definitely the dominant strand that we're seeing in clinics right now.
And that the flu shot, of course, is protection from strand A and B.
Yes.
Perfect. Are there treatments available if I do get the flu?
Yes, there are some treatments like Tamiflu that are available. Now, the antiviral medicines for flu have to be started within the first 48 hours of symptoms, or they do not work. But also, even if it's after that, there are some things that can help with symptoms, whether it's cough medicine or if you're having nausea, vomiting, mm-hmm. you know, nausea medicine and things that can help, medications that can help. Of course, staying hydrated and getting rest is very important too. And Tylenol or ibuprofen for fever, headache, body aches, if you don't have a contraindication of taking those can help, but certainly some prescription medicines are sometimes indicated.
All right. Dr. Mines, we certainly do appreciate you sharing some great information with us on the flu this morning and respiratory illnesses that are going around. Anything else, any information you'd like to pass along to our listening audience before we let you move on this morning?
Yeah, just one more thing here. Beyond vaccination, other ways to try to protect yourself, just, you know, wash your hands frequently, soap and water if they're not available, alcohol-based rub, mm-hmm. or avoid contact with people that are sick, and try to avoid touching your face, eyes, nose, and mouth, especially after touching other objects, door handles, or buggies at the grocery store. And also covering your nose and mouth with a tissue or your elbow when you cough or sneeze.
Yeah, a lot of good things there you can do to help prevent the flu and, of course, other respiratory viruses and things that are going around this time of year. And, Doctor, thank you so much this morning, and we hope you have a great new year and appreciate all the great information you shared with us today.
Hey, thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Dr. Mines.
All right, thank you. Bye.